All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We were at a Illinois Basketball Coaches Association event recently in Mineral, Illinois, and one of the speakers was a tremendous high school basketball player back in the 1980s, Val Wankett, goes by Val Wankett, Van Hefty, three daughters that played at Anawan. So I know what girls basketball meant in the 1980s, just shortly after, you know, Title IX. Yes. Fast forward to 2023. Now, this is Jim Taylor speaking in my beat of covering interscholastic athletics. Mm-hmm. Girls basketball numbers are declining, not only in this area of the state, but virtually all parts of Illinois. Have you thought about that, or what are some of the things in play, do you think?
Well, I mean, I haven't thought about it recently. I mean, our youngest daughter graduated in 2018, and from when we moved back in 2002 up until that point, we had a huge group of parents and community members and girls that wanted to get into basketball and become better at basketball. So it just grew and grew. Now, after they have since graduated, I know the numbers have been going down. I know that traveling other sports is a huge time constraint. My girls also had scholarships to play at the college level in softball, but they had to make the decision. Like Jade made the decision when she was in eighth grade that I'm going to focus just on basketball. And so no more softball. No, she never did volleyball because of that commitment. And they have to play year-round for the competitiveness if you want to play on. Now, I think even at this level, I know that junior high kids, even as young as fourth and fifth grade, they're playing travel softball, travel baseball, and travel volleyball. We still had girls that were in basketball season leaving a basketball practice and going to a volleyball travel practice. So it's an overcommitment, I believe. And then, you know, parents are saying can't do it all. So the time constraint, the money thing when you're playing and travel, I think, and the lower numbers in the smaller schools, I think, you know, parents and girls are deciding, I'm going to commit to this sport and not this sport. So it's tough because the love of basketball in Illinois has always been great. And I really would hate to see it, you know, keep declining because of those reasons.
So the question is, can we coexist, or how can we coexist with the genie out of the bottle, with travel being, I'm not going to say the monster, but travel, what travel has become. How can interscholastic athletics, specifically as it relates to kids playing multiple sports, can we coexist, or how can we coexist?
It's a great question. And as my husband and I, Ted, you know, coming from small schools ourselves, our kids wanted to, their goal was to play at a college level. So they had to make that choice. Now, do you want to become better high school basketball players, girls basketball players? Is that your goal? Then the signing up for travel, we did 7 years of ASA softball, which that was a lot on our family. We would go from ASA tournaments to AAU tournaments in the same weekend. If we had to do it again, I wish we wouldn't have done so much travel, because your end goal is, what is your goal? If it's to get more exposure for college, great. If it's to become a better player, I think it needs to come back to the point where you've got the communities, you've got the support system in these smaller communities. Parents would, and coaches and administrators would be happy to do anything they could to give resources to the smaller schools, to the girls program, whether it's volleyball or basketball, and, you know, stay in-house, keep working, and you can, again, achieve the level of success at your high school level if that's not your goal to go on and play at the college level.
So my question, here's a great question for you. So what do you think Val Wankett of 1986 would do if she was playing in 2023? How do you think you'd handle it?
Well, I mean, I would still be in high school, you mean?
Yeah, so you'd be how would you, when you look back at your experience when you played, you know, loved whatever you did, mm-hmm. but clearly travel wasn't what it was. So if you fast forward and say, man, I'm playing in this area, do you how do you think you would be able to handle all of that or make the decisions that you need to make to say, well, can I play volleyball or can I give my commitment to basketball or whatever? Can I be a multi-sport athlete?
Right. So I loved being able to do three sports in high school. And it was kind of heartbreaking because our daughters wanted to play high school. I mean, when you're from a small school and you're over 6 foot, they're wondering, why aren't you out for volleyball? And, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking because we said you have to choose. So they chose basketball and softball. So would I have done that now? My love was basketball. So it's one of those, what's the next person doing? My goal, once I knew playing at a college level was attainable for myself, if I was now put in this situation, you do have to get yourself in front to, nowadays, it's a whole another monster, like you had said, but you have to get yourself in front of those college coaches. And, you know, that's what we did with our daughters, because that was their goal. But, you know, if the trend is high school girls basketball is declining, I would just say to parents, it's okay to if your daughters don't want to play at a college level, but they're great athletes and they want to have a great high school basketball team, it's okay to support them. You can do tournaments, local tournaments, and I've seen that at a lower level with baseball in Annawan. They choose to be on travel, but it's just local, so it's not anything that's overwhelming, and the kids are just, you know, having exposure and experience to just become, you know, better players.
So, and I'll say this, and I'll get, want your reaction to this. I hope Caitlin Clark can have a factor in this because, I mean, she's raised the bar here in the last winter, and girls know who she is, and we know what the ticket sales are at Iowa, and that's the toughest ticket to get.
Yes.
Now, do you think maybe she has a chance to move the needle back in the right direction a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's anytime that you can have a player like Clark that is humble and still, you know, the work ethic that she has and that those goals are attainable, and it's a Midwesterner. I mean, those, you need more role models like that. And I hope it's something that trends, you know, in the right direction, because my girls, you know, it was a huge part of their growing up. And you know, Jade still, she's got one more year of eligibility and she's going to be playing at Northern Illinois because she wanted to come back and be in Illinois too. So I think it's something that I hope that parents and players, you know, can focus on and still continue to have success in.
I tell everybody it's a starting conversation here. I don't have the answer. I don't think Coach Wenke or Coach Van Hefty has the answer, but it's something that we need to consider. So I appreciate your observations on this issue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. Jim Taylor on WRMJ.